Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio is well worth a visit. Fantastic menu, great service, great staff, and if it's a nice day, you can actually sit out the front of the hotel and just watch the world go by. You can see the whole of North Dublin Bay, from Howth to Ireland's Eye to Lambay Island. You can see it all from outside the hotel here. So pop along, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got this message 2 days ago, and I want to read it to you. From one of our listeners. And by the way, if you want to debate anything on the podcast, all you have to do is send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp us 085-825-2626. You should talk about abusive men, lads, and the public turning a blind eye. I was with an abusive prick for 3 months. I'll never forget the night he started on me at a taxi rank at St. Stephen's Green. He pushed me to the ground and started shouting at me, and not one taxi driver got out to push him away. I even remember loads of people watching as I was screaming back at him, and they did nothing. Most men don't care if they see another man being an abusive prick. Why is this? The only person that helped me was a girl. Shame on the so-called men of Ireland. And that's from a lady called Aoife. Now, this incident didn't happen recently, but I get the feeling that Aoife's message to us over the weekend was triggered by that court case which saw the soldier get away with a...
Yeah. Don't even talk to me. Yeah. It angers me so much. Well, I'm looking at the post on her Facebook page, the original post that she put up. And it happened, from what I can see, the first week of January. So it happened last, but it doesn't matter when it happened, it still happened. But she also put up a photograph of the injury that she sustained when she was pushed over on the path. And if you look at the bruises on her back there, that's fairly...
No, yeah, it's fairly severe, yeah.
That's fairly nasty. So she was pushed over by this abusive man, and he shouted at her as she was on the ground, and a full taxi rank. Now, I know the taxi rank she is talking about, because if you look at that photograph there, that's...
Stephen's Green, she said it in the message.
Yeah, no, it's outside, just up from the Shelburne there, isn't that the one that's there? Which is normally a very busy rank, and... Not one man got out to help her. Now, my answer to that would be, none of those men are real men that behaved in that way. That is disgraceful. That as soon as he laid a finger on you to push you over, they should have been out of their cars and hopping him off the wall to leave you alone.
So we should all be Rambo, basically. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not Rambo. That's called Hero, not Rambo.
Okay, there's a very high likelihood
I don't want to hear these stories because I don't.
What?
Oh, if you help out a woman who's been beaten up by her boyfriend, she'll start on you as well. There's no evidence of that.
It does happen. It has happened. We've spoken to people to whom it has happened.
No, we actually haven't.
We actually have.
Okay, those anecdotes, I don't. It's always.
Okay, so if you witnessed a couple in a domestic. Where he's being physically abusive to her.
There's no way I'd
stand. You're going to dive in and pull him off her.
Yes, that's exactly what I would do. I've done it before. I've done it in nightclubs that I've worked in where fellas have started on their girlfriends and I've pulled them off. But that's your duty.
Now, as Eddie says, so you want a 60-year-old taxi driver to tackle an angry 25-year-old and put himself in harm's way?
If... doing the right thing. It's called doing the right thing. And sometimes that comes at risks. I don't know how any man could just stand by and watch that happen and not do anything about it. I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
there's no point even asking Adrian.
No, it might be my own business.
Oh, of course you would, yeah.
It's none of my business. It is literally none of my business.
So you're the exact type of person that Katie is talking about. You're not a proper man.
Aoife is her name. Aoife is her name.
Or Aoife, sorry, did I give her a real name? That you're not a proper man.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this, let's kick off with this WhatsApp voice notes.
Whenever you hear stories like this, you have to sort of think about it, that you're only hearing one side of the story. Now, I don't agree that there should ever be violence, you know, from men against women, but both ways as well. You know, did he just, you know, randomly start for no reason, and she was just, you know, being really nice and pleasant or whatever. But it's like, these stories are always two-sided.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Jude, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jude?
Not so bad at all.
So, Jude, you witness a couple involved in a domestic dispute of some sort. He's being physically abusive towards her. He's actually hurting her, and you witness this. What do you do?
Just go past. It's not my problem. I just wouldn't be. One of the reasons why I am not legally compelled to do anything. So I don't want to do it. But it's my choice. I wouldn't get involved with someone else's problem like that. I could even get hurt myself.
Well, you could. You could actually sit there or stand there while a woman is being assaulted and not do anything.
I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't just stand there because it wouldn't be my idea of brilliant entertainment. I'd pass by and ignore it. Not my business.
You would pass by and completely ignore it.
No, and I'd like to know how I'm legally compelled to do anything.
No, obviously you're not legally compelled to do anything, but is there not
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Is there not a civic responsibility on you to do something, to help in some way?
No, because civic responsibility is not a legal responsibility or a compulsion. Two completely different things. Everything is subjective. If someone wants to do it, I go ahead. Be a hero. I have no problem if people want to do it. I'm not telling anyone not to do it. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it because I don't have to.
No, you don't. No, obviously, you don't have to. Nobody is saying that you have to intervene. But the question is, do you? And you're saying no, it's none of your business. You just completely ignore.
No, and I can't even see what's wrong with us because I'm not doing anything wrong because I'm not breaking any law. I'm not physically abusing a woman. I never would. So why would I get involved? I could, and then it could be turned around in my face and she could turn around if the boys in blue were called and said, no, he didn't touch me at all. He's lying. And then I could get into a whole lot of crap about it. You know? That's happened many a time.
Okay, let me read.
Things don't go well.
Let me read some of the comments that have come in on our Instagram. By the way, you can follow us on Instagram if you like. Opinions Matter Podcast. Now, cowards, says this message, yet they'll happily cause riots over foreign nationals to protect their own, which is a fair point. I work in public transport, got involved many times, both then turn on you after trying to help. And another message says, not my monkey, not my zoo.
That's, again, lads, this is all a cop-out. This is all a cop-out. Because if you heard from that girl herself who sent us the message, yeah, in her own words, did she sound like the type of woman that would have started on you, Jude, had you helped her? No. The woman was in distress. She was pushed to the ground by an ape of a man who thought he could manhandle her. She was looking out for help, and not one man would help her. Do you honestly think she was going to start on you?
Oh, well, how do I know? I'm not a mind reader. I'm not Nostradamus or Yuri Geller. I don't know. But I'm not willing to take the chance of risking my safety over someone I don't know. I just don't understand. Because if I'm not doing anything wrong.
Obviously, you're not doing anything wrong.
Why would I even be berating someone who thinks like me if I'm not doing anything wrong? See, it's not wrong.
It's not right either to literally...
No, see, there's something that's either right or wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. So I can't understand how someone like me could be berated for availing of a choice.
Okay, so you would just walk by, pay no attention whatsoever, and not even be concerned about what happens to the woman. You just go on your way.
Yeah, because I don't have an emotional attachment to that woman. I don't know her. Unless I have an emotional attachment to someone, I don't really give a damn about them.
Okay, there you go. There's your answer.
Let's take it a step further then, Jude. He has her up against the wall, and he's punching her to the face repeatedly.
not my problem.
No, no, nobody's saying it's your problem. How could it be? It couldn't be your problem.
Well, I wouldn't get involved. I just wouldn't get involved. Don't have to. It's the way
would,
I think.
Would you, okay, I'm not asking you to jump on top of him and start beating him up, but would you even say to him, hey, what you're doing is wrong. Stop hitting that woman.
And then what he does is he could just drop her like a bad habit on the ground and then start on me.
So you've literally no spine whatsoever. Spineless.
I do have spine, but unless I'm emotionally involved with someone.
So he's literally punching six bells of shite out of her up against the wall while you're going to the ATM machine, and you don't even have the balls to turn around and say,
get your hands off her.
Get your hands off her.
No, what I don't understand is these women are supposed to be... Now, I'm just going to take it for granted that nearly every woman out there is a very clever, independent person that can think for themselves. Why would they stay in an abusive relationship and be used as a punchbag? Just leave it.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Jude. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation. Kelly, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kelly?
Hi, lad. Good afternoon.
Now, Kelly, you've just heard Jude. He's saying he would not even shout, get your hands off her, if he saw an incident like this. What do you make of that?
Absolute wet wipe. Like, I mean, Jesus, women stand up for more people in this country than men do. I mean, it's an absolute bleeding joke. I've gotten into an altercation with a man before for hitting his girlfriend. Didn't bother me. I gave him a dig because nobody else was willing to step in. And as I said in the comment there, it's no wonder Natasha's attacker walked free last week. Like, women are literally second-class citizens in this country, where we have to do things ourselves because men just won't stand up for us. Like, the man that, you know, he attacked her, his friends watched. A woman was the one that intervened to stop him. Then our attacker then walks free because of a man's decision. We don't have, it's absolutely ridiculous. If you don't want to, like, I mean, oh, I can't believe that the people saying that they wouldn't intervene. Jesus,
okay, Jude was just saying there's no legal obligation on him to intervene. Now, he's right. There is no legal obligation on him to.
It should be a moral obligation. And, you know, Jesus, it's like he'd probably step over if she was unconscious on the ground. I mean, God, like, who do we turn to? Like, I mean, men have to hold other men accountable for their actions as well, because the way things are going in this country, women just, nobody gives a shit. They're just, you know, domestic abuse is absolutely rife at the minute. So many women have died at the hands of men, and men are just turning a blind eye to it. And then you've got this whole, I know it's probably just a bit silly to bring it up, you've got this whole analogy going on. What would you rather choose, to be in the woods with a man or a bear? And women are choosing in the bear, and then I still can't stop. That's, you know, a hypothetical question, and we still can't accept no for an answer. But yeah, this is the attitude of men. Oh, well, if they're in trouble, fuck them, leave them to it. It's their own
okay,
problem.
So
you know what I mean?
Okay,
it's
so you believe then that people like this man Jude are part of the problem here for not standing up and calling out men who are domestically abusive.
Yeah, I mean, he'd probably be the type of person, if his mate is making a joke in the pub saying, "Oh, I'd rally her or I'd give her one or whatever," you know. Being sexually fucking inappropriate about a woman, he'd probably laugh it off. I mean, a lot of men are part of it. I know not every man, but it's always men, and they're part of the problem because they don't hold other men accountable. And, like, that woman...
Okay, let me throw that straight back to Jude. Jude, you... And people like you who wouldn't do anything are part of the problem here.
I don't think so. The only person I ever have to account to really is myself and my actions. I abhor, and I think hitting women, unless they deserve it, if they're attacking you or attacking your child, that's wrong. I would never hit a woman. I've never hit a woman in my life that didn't deserve it. But I just think it's wrong. But I'm only accountable for my actions. I'm not accountable, or should I ever be accountable, for someone else's actions. Because if you're, say, held accountable or holding someone else to accountability, that means you're involving yourself in the responsibility for their actions, because you're asking them to be accountable for it.
So if you seen a man dragging a woman down a laneway and she was locked, would you just turn a blind eye and walk away? If you seen a man sexually assaulting another woman, would you turn a blind eye and walk away?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're...
Because I'm not the one doing this, and I wouldn't do it.
I know, but so you would be helping somebody. I guarantee if you seen your mate get involved, but you wouldn't help a woman.
There's loads of wannabe heroes out there. I'm not telling anyone don't do it.
No, would you help help your mate if he was in a fight? If your mate was getting the head tumbled off by somebody, would you help him? You would, but you wouldn't help a woman. You're a fucking bitch. You're an absolute coward.
No, I said if I'm not, I have more balls than you
to stand up for fucking somebody getting a hiding. You're an absolute fucking bitch.
No, you just sound to me like an absolute cum dump. You really do. You don't know me at all.
You would defend a man getting a hiding, but you wouldn't defend a woman.
What he said was he would help a friend. He would help a friend, not a randomer.
Help a friend, but you'd help a friend. Regardless, a man, you'd still help a man, but you turn a blind eye to a woman being assaulted. You turn a blind eye to a woman being dragged
up the lane. If the woman was a friend, I said I only help people that I'm emotionally attached to or emotionally involved with. I said if the woman was a friend, I'd help her, but not anyone else.
Can I ask you then, Kelly,
he wouldn't be alone, because if you go back to the original message from Aoife, she talks about how no man intervened when she was being assaulted by her then boyfriend. Not one person. And in reality, probably people take out their mobile phone quicker than intervene. What do you think of people who, for whatever reason, be it Jude's reason, it's nothing to do with him, or cowardice or whatever, what do you think of people, and most of us are like this, who just won't get involved?
I think to use the spineless, I really do, because it's just like, I mean, I just don't get why you wouldn't help, you know, people. I just don't get that. You see somebody in trouble and you just turn away and walk away when you know what's actually happening.
Did you mention,
that girl, Natasha, she was there and everybody stood there watching.
Kelly,
could happen to me and nobody would do a thing.
Kelly, did you mention to him, I'm not sure if I was hearing things correct, if he saw a woman being dragged up a laneway and he said no, he wouldn't do anything to stop that happening either. Did you say that, Jude?
Yes, I wouldn't.
That's psychotic, that attitude.
It's called detachment.
No, there's someone who thinks that way. Someone who could stand by and watch a woman being dragged up an alleyway and just go, not my problem. That is just... Well, sorry, it's not psychotic, it's sociopathic, actually, is what it is. That you have...
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm not doing anything. A sociopath doesn't know when something is wrong or if it's right. They can rationalise it. I know what's right and wrong. So I'm not a sociopath. I just detach myself.
But how could you detach yourself from trying to help a woman who's being brutally attacked?
My detachment is because I'm not emotionally involved with her or I don't know her. It's not minding my own business. And lots of people do it. You even said there yourself, lots of people do it. No. So that means there's lots of psychotic or sociopaths out there then.
Yeah, no, I'm the one who said that the majority of people won't get involved, won't necessarily turn a blind eye, but just won't get involved, like yourself. And that's how Aoife ended up contacting us in the first place, to highlight the fact that not one person at the taxi rank did anything to help her. Jude, stay with me for a second. I want to bring in Jason on this.
Oh, yeah, Adrian. Good topic. He's a filth sitting beside you. They're not real men. Number one, don't get involved. There's nothing to do with you. You don't know what's going on there. Number two, I know a man personally who lost his eye defending a neighbour's daughter, and she hit him with the shoe and took his eye out. Okay, so that's not anecdote. That does happen. Okay, and then you run the risk of him getting you charged with assault. And do you think she's going to stand up in court and badmouth him and defend you? She will in her arse. And as for you, Jeremy, you're the biggest wimp out there. You're just one of these mouthpieces. You do nothing. You'd come on a radio station and bitch and moan about it. And sure, why would we want to help them out? For the last couple of years, women have been telling us they don't need our help. That we're all just toxic, we're all toxic predators and potential rapists. So do you reckon they're equal to us? So that's the way it goes. Nobody jumps in when two men are fighting. So no, I'd stay well clear, but nothing to do with you. You don't know what's going on there. You don't know what led up to that. And for all you know, that could be just them two the way they are. And you'll end up in all the trouble in court.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Shawnee has been on to us.
Hey lads, what's the story? You have to be sort of kind of careful with this, with what you interfere with or interject with. It's... On two occasions that I can recall, one particular on Grafton Street, a man and woman were having a bit of a physical tiff, and another man decided to intervene and they both turned on him, like they kicked the shit out of him. So you kind of have to kind of pick your battles, and maybe some people felt that that might have been one of those occasions, but it does happen. So maybe it's better to just keep out of it unless it gets to a drastic level.
There you go. The amount of people saying that they don't get involved, they wouldn't get involved, they mind their own business.
If isn't it Natasha O'Brien?
Yep.
If Natasha O'Brien is listening to his podcast, this is just grim, Natasha. I'm sure someone will send it to her or tag her in or whatever. And I apologise. I'm going to apologise on behalf of men here.
Apologise on behalf of men?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because all I've heard in the last 20 minutes is wimps. Absolute wimp.
Okay, so the message that I played from Jason there a few minutes ago and from Sean as well, you're calling both of them wimps because they have said they won't get involved. It's none of their concern.
Okay, obviously you would weigh up the situation, and if the fella is a bloody bodybuilder who's 10 times bigger than you, you'd obviously take that into account, but you would do something. You would shout at him to stop. You'd do something to get him off. But just to stand by and allow that to happen. As I said, to say that to Natasha O'Brien... It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for men.
You're embarrassed for men?
Yeah.
Who are basically saying, no, this has nothing to do with me.
Embarrassed.
Leslie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Leslie?
Well, my first point was that if there was taxis there and they didn't actually want to physically go out and get involved, they could have started to blow their horn, flash their lights, let a roar, you know, draw attention to the situation that maybe... Like your man might have, like, you know, said, shit, people are actually watching this, like, I better stop. That's some sort of intervention. Secondly, so Jude to repeat himself, I don't know, 5 times and say he's not legally obligated to do anything. No, he's not. But morally, has he no morals?
No, because I'm amoral. I don't have any morals. And once I don't do anything wrong and I obey the law, I know the difference between right and wrong, but I am totally amoral.
You know the difference between right and wrong, but you'd stand there and let a man rape a woman and you just walk on by and you'd say, you know the difference between right and wrong. Or you would stand there and let a man beat a woman.
What's right is you don't rape a woman, and what's wrong is you don't rape women. I'm not doing anything wrong because I'm doing the right thing. I'm not raping anyone. I'm not raping anyone. So, therefore,
all right, so it's all right to see it and witness it. But as to even, like, let a roar out and say to someone to stop it or try and draw attention to it, then maybe someone else might intervene or take out the phone and ring the guards. And then you have to come on here and call another woman a cum bucket.
She was making huge assumptions about me. She didn't even know me.
But you think she was just making assumptions about me. Woman.
She didn't even know me.
You admitted openly on air that you would just walk by and you would do nothing. You have no morals. You're a sad, pathetic loser. And to turn around and call someone a cum bucket.
Jude, you don't hold women in very high regard, do you?
I do. So, did I marry one? I love one. I'm married to a woman.
Does she know how you feel? I assume, do you have sister-in-laws or anything like that?
Yes.
So you would help them out, would you?
Yeah, because I'm emotionally attached to them.
That's
so not
they're
how, not particularly different.
You see, that's not how empathy works, that you can be just emotionally attached, that you would only feel sorry for...
So empathy is an expensive commodity. I would never give mine away that cheaply. I wouldn't.
And a sociopath is somebody that has absolutely no empathy for anybody. So you have no empathy for anyone you see.
But I'm not a sociopath. I do have empathy.
For who?
I'm just fairly discretionary where I give it.
Kenny,
happily walk by somebody and just let them be hurt. And not even
I wouldn't be happy about it. I just do it. It's called. I wouldn't be happy about it. I'm just indifferent. That means I don't feel any emotion over it. So I wouldn't be happy about it. I just pass by.
Leslie, let me read a message that just came in to us and from Colin, and he says, "If you help, they'll both turn on you." F that. So in other words, and this has happened, where somebody intervenes, drags the fella off, and then she attacks him and says, "Leave my fella alone." It happens.
I know that has happened, and I am aware that stuff like that does happen. But that girl that you were talking about specifically says that she was with this guy for 3 months. That might have been the first time that he's ever shown her any sort of, like, physical aggression or anything like that. Like, 3 months is not that long of a time to know anything. Like, I'm not saying that things like that don't happen. They do. And especially, like, women can be as highly strung as men can. And when they see someone else get involved, then they get all hot and bothered and they're like, "Oh, leave my bloke alone, yada, yada, yada." But that's not to say that, you know, you can't even draw attention to the situation. Even try to say, look at lads, can you like calm down, this isn't right. Nobody's asking anybody to go over and like box the head off someone. But do something, say something.
And are you surprised of the amount, and it seems to be mainly men, who are saying, no, I don't want to get involved, it's not my concern?
Well, in like, with the violence that's been against women lately, no, I'm not surprised, because men are very violent towards women. And there are women that are violent towards men too, which isn't right either. If I seen a woman attacking a man, I would intervene. And I would tell them, like, that's not okay. Like, nobody should be putting their hands on anybody. Nobody should ever touch anybody physically. Like, there is zero need for that. I have a zero tolerance for violence towards anybody. Like, and I know that women can turn if someone did get involved. But that's not to say that you can just walk by and try not to do something.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please, Leslie. Let me bring in Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. Angela, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. Men are being called cowards, basically. The amount of men saying that they would not get involved, it's not their problem. What do you think of that?
No, I don't blame them, because like Jeremy was trying to say there earlier on that, you know, these things don't happen, you know, that people intervene, and they do, because it happened to me and a friend of mine. We were driving up the street one day and there was a guy down an alley with a girl, and he was like, he was hitting her in the face, and we kind of reversed back up, and next friend of mine jumped out, went down to, you know, kind of break it up, Jesus, get away from her, like, and he got a stiletto in the face.
Now, Jeremy earlier on denied that sort of thing happens.
No, it does happen. I said there's a lot of anecdotes going around about this sort of thing, that every couple that you try and help, just because that woman happened to be a psycho who turned on him, I think the majority of women would, what would the majority say?
No, that they would want this happens.
To be
that
honest,
they would
Jeremy,
want help.
When it's that kind of thing, normally, right? And take Natasha out of it. God, my God, what happened to that girl? Mm. It's disgusting. And what the judge has done, it's disgusting, okay? So can we just lay that one aside? But when you see a fella and a girl at like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, like pummeling the heads off each other, it's normally drink or drug infused, you know, and you do go up and you do turn around and say, oh, you leave her next day. Oh, that's me fella. I love him, you know, leave him alone. So, and the thing is, you don't know what could happen to you. You know, it's like when they say, you know, let's
but is,
say
is that
to...
not what makes people cowards? The fear
but
that something might
cowardly.
Happen.
Just because you have a fear doesn't make you a coward, you know. And I totally disagree with Jeremy there calling everyone cowards and
apologising on behalf
men.
Of men.
Well, no, I am apologising on behalf of
men. So why, Jeremy? Why? Because a man might have a fear. Just because a man might have a fear doesn't mean
no, I'm apologising on behalf of men to all the women who are beaten up by men on a daily basis. It's gone on too much. Yeah. It's happened
but that's
to...
That's not what you were saying, Jeremy. You were saying that basically any woman that's been beaten up by a man and someone doesn't intervene, that's what you were apologising
okay,
for.
Okay, well, yes. I am apologising. Yeah, that men are not standing up to the plate and actually defending women who are being victims of domestic abuse.
Yes, but that's the thing is, that's not domestic abuse.
Well, it is
that's
domestic
not,
abuse.
How is it domestic abuse? Domestic abuse is when you are with your partner and you're getting the shit kicked out of you constantly, even once. No, I won't say that. Even once. That's domestic abuse. But when a guy is out and he pummels the head off a girl, that's not domestic abuse.
Well, it is if they know each other. In the case we're talking about, how many months was she in a relationship with him?
For 3 months.
For 3 months. That's a domestic abuse situation. They were in a relationship. Anyway, we're splitting hairs over it.
It shouldn't happen anyway.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, a lot of the time, and like I don't agree with it, but I agree a little bit with Jude that... Like, you don't know what happened before that.
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant what happened before that, to be as far as I'm concerned.
But you don't believe that a woman in a situation like that, when you intervene, that she's likely to turn on you and say, get your hands off my fella.
Yeah, she can. A lot of them do. You know, a lot of them straight away turn around and go, that's my fella.
Okay, let me go back to Leslie for a second. Leslie, a lot of people have a fear that they might be attacked, so that's why they don't bother.
In a situation like that, if you're walking down the street and you're seeing a man pushing a woman down on the ground and shouting at her or whatever, I don't think you'd stand there and go, am I afraid? Oh, I wonder now, am I afraid? Your adrenaline would kick in and you would try and intervene. If you were any sort of a decent person.
No, that's bullshit, Leslie. You can't say that. If you're any sort of
Angela,
a decent person.
Angela, every single topic that comes on this podcast, you have had first-hand experience of every single topic nearly that has come on. And it's not bullshit. I'm not cursing at you. You don't have no right to curse at me. All you ever do is come on here and try and shout over people, curse at them, call them names.
I shouted over anyone just now because you're calling me full of shit.
I never said you were full of shit. I never said you were full of shit.
No, well,
repeat where I said you were full of shit.
And now you're talking over me. You turn around and
repeat where I said you were full of shit.
I am trying to, but you keep speaking over me, right?
Go ahead.
You just turned around and said, Angela, every time you come on, you have something to do or you have an experience of the topic. So what? What if I do? What if I've lived an experienced life? What's wrong with that? Am I not allowed to have that?
Well, when it's every single topic that you have first-hand experience of and you come on here and you give your first-hand experience, doesn't mean that you're right.
Am I not allowed to do that?
That's what we're here for, in fairness, Leslie. That is what we're here for. It's called Opinions Matter. But the fact of the matter is that Angela is saying she can understand why some people, men in particular, don't get involved, don't want to get involved.
Yeah, and I can understand that too. But as I said from the start, if there was taxi drivers there and stuff like that, they could have started to beep the horn, flash their lights, let a roar. You know what I mean? They were in their cars, they could have locked their doors, draw some attention to the situation, maybe knock your man out of whatever was going on in his head at that time. They didn't just need to sit in their cars and just, I don't know, have little, sing-song.
But Leslie, why would they sit in their cars and lock their doors?
If there were, if there was going to be some sort of an altercation or someone was going to turn on them, then maybe they could lock the doors, beep the horn, flash their lights, draw some attention to the situation.
Yeah, but if there's
and maybe
going to be an altercation, if there's going to be an altercation, why would they draw somebody on them? That's kind of contradicting yourself there. Don't go
because they're safe in their cars.
But
they're safe in their cars.
They're safe in the cars, but what about the guys walking along the street? What if there was no taxi drivers there? What about those people?
She said that there was.
That they're not safe. Yeah, this time.
She said that there was.
In this case. But we're talking about
that's what we're talking about.
Here.
We're talking about this case. We're not talking about a generalized situation.
But
we're talking about this case.
We should be talking in a general. We should be talking in general. So somebody walking past, you're saying, should jump in and break it up. But where's
no, I never
part
said
to
that.
Run for safety?
I
but
never said
exactly
that they should jump
saying.
In and break it up.
Saying,
I said
no,
that they didn't need to put their hands on them physically or anything like that, that they could try and start to intervene, lads, look, you know what I mean, this isn't appropriate, try and stop, pick yourselves
so
up,
in,
move
so
on off
general,
the road. I never said anyone needed
this.
To jump on anybody. I actually said that nobody should be putting their hands on each other, men nor women.
Safety. What should they do? What should they do? Should they jump in?
Who?
I said, in general, if you were walking down the street, and there is a guy beating up a girl, where's your car to run for safety in case there's an altercation?
In case there's an altercation. We're talking about in general, and we're not talking about in case there's an altercation. There was an altercation.
Well, you can't just base it on one case, Leslie.
That's
we're talking
what
about everything.
Okay, but the bottom line from your point of view, Leslie, is you believe that if it's feasible, you should do something. You should get involved in some way, even if it's just shouting at the person to stop.
Yeah, or as I said, if the taxi drivers were there and they've seen this going on, flash a light, beep the horn, try and do something. Maybe if there was guards passing, try and grab some sort of attention. Try shock your man into stopping what he's doing.
You're right. Women, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, you're right. Women need to know it's a very dangerous time for women, and a lot of women are actually scared. I know you don't get this, Adrian. A lot of women are actually scared when they go out now because of violent men, and it'd be nice if women knew that we were in their corner and that there are a cohort of men out there that will actually step up to the plate if needed. Now, I'm not asking you to jump in and get yourself killed or get a knife stuck in you or get a drink, but do something, for God's sake, that at least that woman, I'd like to think, and I'm sure you would, Adrian, if it was your daughter that was in town on Saturday night and something happened, that, well, hopefully she wouldn't come across a man like you because you're a weasel. But hopefully...
A weasel?
Well, you are a weasel. But hopefully
If my daughter was being attacked, obviously I'm going to do something about it.
No, I'm not talking about that a man, if your daughter was being attacked in town on Saturday night, yeah, that a man would be nearby that wasn't a weasel like you and was actually a proper man that would help her out.
As you can hear, the majority of people don't want to get involved in something that's not their business.
Do we not need to tell women that, yes, there are men out there that actually don't approve of this violence that is going on against them?
Jonathan has been on to us.
Well, lads, how are you doing today? Sorry that I can't come on. Great topic. What do you do there? You can walk past it, you can do something, but if you hit that bloke and he falls and cracks his head, you're up on manslaughter charges or whatever. The only thing to do there is to stand, get the guards on the phone, videotape the incident, have it as evidence. And I think with just the idea of ringing the guards while you're standing there would be enough to deter the bloke from stopping what he's doing. It has to be acknowledged, like, how many times have you heard of domestic violence incidents where the man has batted the head off the woman, never calls the guards. Guards come around, she doesn't want to press charges. No, nothing to do with them, neighbour shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. It's a tricky one, but to my mind now, you just videotape the incident, ring the guards, hopefully that'll be enough to stop the situation from happening and see where it goes from then. But no man should be laying his hands on women, or women laying their hands on men for that matter. All right, cheers, boys. Thanks, bye-bye.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Jamie has been in touch on WhatsApp 085-825-2626.
Maybe the reason no one helped the girl is because she might have instigated the whole situation. Maybe she was up in his face, she was pushing him, slapping him, and maybe he just pushed her to get her away from him. She's only going to say her side of the story and possibly paint herself in the best light. We don't know. That's just all I'm saying. Maybe that's why no one helped her.
All right, Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
Your man Jude is, he used terms I've never heard of in my life. He's vile. I have to agree with Jamie there, is his last voice note, that he was saying, like, nobody, like, we just had one side of the story, so we don't know what she was doing to him beforehand.
No, and that's very true. You don't know, you may not know the lead up to it. And, well, let me ask you, have you any understanding as to why so many people have said that, and it wasn't just Jude, so many people have said they would not get involved for fear that it could turn on them?
I would run away if I saw something like that happening. I personally, I'm 5'3". I would be terrified. I would run away. I think the majority of men would. But what my point was, that nobody brought up if they were in town and they saw a guy getting the head kicked off him, beaten off him by a girl, you know what they would do? They'd laugh. People would laugh.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. They would. Yeah, I agree.
They said, look at him getting bitch slapped. Hilarious. There are men in the world too. There's men in the country too that are suffering terrible abuse from women. No, I'm not anti-woman, I'm not anti-man, I'm not anti-anything. But it's just, I mean, what happened to that girl, Natasha, is despicable. That was absolutely vile. But at the same time, if you think about it, if you were in town and you saw a girl beating her shoes or her handbag off her boyfriend or a guy's head, people would stand around and they'd all be laughing.
Yeah, they would. No, I agree with you. And wouldn't intervene either. Nobody would intervene in that case. Yeah, you agree. Jeremy, just on that, why the difference? If you are in town tonight and you see a woman beating the shit out of her boyfriend or a fella...
Yeah, what do you mean by beating the shit out? He's on the ground, he's she's stamping on him with her stilettos.
No, she's beating him.
Jeremy, don't be dramatic.
No, okay. Well, what? She's beating him up. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, listen, Jeremy, that man might be going home with that woman. God knows what she could be doing to him at home.
No, I agree. But the point I'm making, Jeremy, is you wouldn't intervene.
Well, I'm not.
You wouldn't go over and drag her off him. You'd just leave her be.
No, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't manhandle a woman. No, but I would.
You wouldn't do anything.
Well, maybe I wouldn't.
So why the difference? That's really the point. That,
well, because physically men are stronger than women, generally speaking.
Jeremy.
Yes?
Jeremy, you would do something. You'd stand and watch.
You would?
I don't know. I can't say.
You would not go over and tell a woman to stop beating a fella. You just wouldn't.
No, I probably wouldn't.
No, he'd watch, Adrian. He'd watch.
It's bad. No, it's bad to see anybody beating anybody up. But for some strange reason, we're not conditioned to react the same way when... like you often see in movies, in comedy movies, you will see a woman slapping a man across the face. Very common in comedy movies. You would never see in a comedy movie a man slapping a woman.
No.
Yeah.
So it is. It's seen
double
as a,
standard.
I
yeah.
agree with you. Double standard. It's seen as a comedic thing when...
But the point is that Catherine was making was that she would run. If she saw something like this happening on the street, you'd run. You'd get out of there. You wouldn't hang around.
I would be gone.
So why are people... why are you not attacking... Catherine, in the same way that you were attacking Jude earlier on? Is it because she's a woman?
Well, because, yes.
Oh, it's because she's a woman. So it's okay for women not to intervene or do anything.
No, there are some women who... What are you trying to drag me into your trap for? You know the point that I'm trying to make.
No, there's no trap.
No, there's no trap. You're not hopping down her throat for saying she would run.
Yes.
But you
because it's a lot more intimidating for a woman to take on a man than it is for a man to take on another man.
It's actually not, Jeremy.
Well, it is.
Actually not. I grew up with four brothers. I can take on any man if
I'm
I want
sure
to.
I'm sure you can, and I no doubt you would, but it's a slightly different thing. That's all I'm saying.
It's very patronising.
No, it's not. No.
You're a little woman, yeah. So I understand if you don't want to get involved.
Didn't use those words at all.
Let me stay there for a second, Catherine. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks,
great
John.
Topic, lads. There's so much I want to say on this one. There's so little time that we have. But the fact of the matter is, Jude is a bitch, first of all. Let's get this started. He's a little bitch. I have daughters. I have nieces. I have sisters. I'd hate to think that nobody would help them if they were in that situation, you know, because I would help a girl. Of course I fucking would. Now, even though, as you know, I used to pick yours up many years ago in my taxi. Now, wait here, this one. I helped a guy one day, or a girl one day. I pulled the guy down my taxi because he was about to be an attacker. And I pulled him out onto the fucking path. And, you know, I didn't, you know, get, you know, he was hitting me. I gave him a fly dig or two. Now, Carriage Officer was at my door the next day because that bastard reported me. And I couldn't work for 2-3 weeks, literally give and take, because I had to go in front of the Carriage Officer back then. And they suspended me from working and operating a taxi because of that. And then and only then I got a letter from her father to say that his daughter was attacked in the back of my taxi and he was only defending her. Now, I could have lost my taxi license and my livelihood over this. But still, I wouldn't see a girl, I would never see a guy hitting a girl or attacking a girl, you know, even though I could have lost my job over it. You know, it's a shocking fucking state of affairs what's going on at the moment. And the law has to be done. It has to be changed. You know, there's too many women getting killed in this country. There's too many women getting attacked. You know, it's fucking shocking, guys.
Okay, so do you not understand why an awful lot of people, men and women now, have said they would not get involved, it is not their concern, and there's a real risk that it could turn on them. That's why they don't want to get involved.
Yes, but as a man that you know, I meant to tell you my story, you couldn't stand there. I couldn't stand there and watch a girl. You know, that's someone's daughter. That could be my daughter. That could be your daughter.
Thank you, John. Yes, exactly.
So, you know, that's what I'm afraid of, you see, because everybody is adapting this logic of, oh shit, that's not my business. You know, it is. I feel it's my business. If you have a daughter, or you have a sister, or you have a mother, it is your fucking business.
Even if you don't, if you have an ounce of common sense.
Where did you come from? A mother. Everybody came from a mother. A man came, you know, yes, Jeremy, you know, you got to stand up for a woman. You don't give a fuck. I know people are going to say, oh, women started that and start that and start this and give this and give that.
Doesn't matter who started it. If you see someone being beaten up by someone else, Adrian, you don't walk away.
But you've already admitted that if it was a woman beating a bloke up, you wouldn't do anything.
But I'm not going to beat up.
Why the double standard?
But Adrian, see the likes of that there, that fucking hard man in the army there, baiting that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, He shouldn't be shadowed over by the army. He should have been fucking court-martialed straight away, and it should have been lashed. What the fuck are he still doing in the army?
The defence forces have said they are investigating, so...
They want to do more than investigate. They want to get him the fuck off that straight away. And Adrian, see the judge himself as well. He needs investigating. He needs his fucking head checked. Because if he thinks that that's all right, that, he suffered fuck all, as far as I can see. If I was so fat, I'd smash his head in. That's what I do with him.
Okay, but anyway, we leave that as it is, because, as I said, the Defence Forces say they are investigating, so we'll see what comes of that. But as far as you're concerned, if you're the sort of person who would not intervene, who would walk by, who would do nothing if you see a woman being assaulted, you're a coward, basically.
Oh, you're a fucking, you're no man. You've lost that. It's title. You've lost it. You know, you're not a man. You're a fucking mouse. You're gone, in my books you're gone anyway.
All right, let me bring in some more of your opinions before we wrap this up. This is Jamie.
Maybe the reason no one helped the girl is because she might instigate the situation. Maybe she was up in his face, she was pushing him, slapping him, and maybe he just pushed her to get her away from him. She's only going to say her side of the story and possibly paint herself in the best light. We don't know. That's just all I'm saying. Maybe that's why no one helped her.
Okay, a lot of reactions to this. This is Tracy.
I wonder, would you have that attitude if you found out that was his daughter getting the shit kicked out of her by her fella, and then you found out later on that there was bystanders standing there just watching and nobody intervened? How would you feel if that was the case?
Now, Gareth has good reason for not getting involved.
Hey lads, I tried to stop a fight one night in front of a fella and a one, what, bait in the heads of each other. And when I pushed your man away, your one started hitting me. I grabbed the hands and I says, what the fuck are you at? And next your man started shouting at me, stop touching me sister. So the brother and sister baiting the fucking heads of each other. And the two of them then started at me, fighting at me. So that's why I've never bothered me arse stopping anyone again either.
All right, Darren.
How's lads? Just listen to your one on the phone there. She said there she'd intervene if she'd seen a woman attacking a man. That's bullshit. She'd laugh, like most women would. If they seen a woman attacking a man, they'd say, oh, the boyfriend must have done something. They would no more intervene. It's double standards.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed. And one final message from Neil.
Lads, a cousin of mine interfered with a couple a long, long time ago. And on the street, they were fighting, and he was giving her a couple of thumps. He interfered, and he ended up getting a broken jaw in two places. You know, there you go. Cheers, lads.
There you are. A broken jaw in two places, Jeremy. You're saying these sorts of things don't happen. They do happen. They do. That's a huge risk to take, that you end up in hospital as a result of trying to help somebody. That's nothing to do with you. Obviously, if it's somebody you know, you will jump to their aid. But when it's a stranger that you don't know...
I'll finish off with this and I'll say no more. Every woman deserves her protection.
Every woman deserves our protection.
Mm. They need to know that they have allies out there in men.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoy the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new podcast, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.